Praise the Lord. Dear friends, meditating on God's protection. Today we take the theme from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I'll read the first two verses from the psalm and then we make our reflection on the same theme. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. The Lord is my shepherd. The invisible God we experience in our hearts, in our lives. But when we speak about God, when we think about God, we need images because God himself has no shape, no form, he is spirit. The Lord who is spirit manifests himself to us in various ways. And this manifestation, God's experience comes through our life situations. The people of Israel who experienced God came to the Lord with the image of a shepherd because they were shepherds themselves. The Israelites were semi-nomads. The patriarch Abraham was a great shepherd. And his sons Isaac and Jacob were also shepherds. Moses, who was called to be the leader of Israel to liberate the people from the slavery in Egypt, was tending his flock, or the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, in the desert when he was called. The greatest king of Israel, David, was also a shepherd before he was called to be the king. So this experience of the shepherd with the sheep somehow made them understand God's relation to the people and the people's relation to God. It is from this context of sheep and shepherd they prayed to the Lord. And the Psalm 23, a beautiful psalm of confidence, speaks of God as the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. It is the shepherd who leads the flock to pastures. In the desert area where the pastures are very meager, it is the shepherd who goes out in search and the sheep have only to follow. In the desert there is no water and the scarcity of water makes them so precarious, the life so precarious. And it's the duty of the shepherd to find water. And when one finds a stream that's not dangerous, the sheep would be very happy. So it is the Lord who leads them to green pastures, who feeds them, who guides them, leads them to waters that are still and safe. So this experience of the shepherds with their sheep, they transfer it to the Lord and consider their life with the Lord in this light. The Lord is my shepherd. As long as the Lord is guiding them, they will not be afraid. They will not lack anything. Of course, there had been troubles in their lives, in individuals as well as of the community, of the people. But always, the Lord was there to help them, to lead them, to protect them from all evil. All that is expected of the sheep is that the sheep follow the shepherd. God himself manifests as the shepherd. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, we read, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep." The Lord is my shepherd. He knows me. He guides me. He cares for me. He protects me. So I should not be afraid. The shepherd has two staffs, a staff and a rod. The staff with one end bent, that is the staff he uses as a walking stick and also to guide the sheep. And he has a rod, a huge rod, that he uses as a weapon to fight against the wild beasts and robbers. So these two, the staff and the rod, in the hand of the shepherd is a sign of guidance and protection. As long as I am with the Lord as my shepherd, I shall be safe. And he will lead me to the eternal life, to his home, in safety, in peace. So I am happy that the Lord is my shepherd. Amen.